We're learning Hilchos Shofar, Siman Tov, Hey Vav, Sif Yud Aleph through Yud Tes. Mechaber says Sif Yud Aleph, Ha'isav Olav Kol Shehu Bein Bemina Bein Shalei Bemina Pasol. Afilu Ha'yav Metchila Shir Shofar. If a person adds on to the Shofar, even if a tiny bit, even if there was a Shir Shofar to begin with, this Pasol, Mishabu explains, because the idea of chad shayfer, the Torah wants you one with one shayfer and not with more than one, adding on is considered more than one shayfer. Hafcha v'taka by Sif Yud Beis, hafcha v'taka by Leyas. If a person turns the shayfer upside down and blows with it, so he's not yetzis. Now there's two possibilities of hafcha, bein shahafcha kederash hafcha nechalak, whether it means actually turning the actual shayfer inside out, shehefzer pnima lechitzayin, or whether what he did once he left it the way it is, but he went ahead and with using heat, he went ahead and he made wide the narrow end and he made narrow the wide end. The same thing would be if you actually blew without physically altering the shofar, all those cases would be puzzle. The reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, because the pasuk says avartek shofar tshua. Derech havara be'inan, we have to blow the shofar derech havara, dahenu ki derech sha'ayal mavir b'rish mechayim, the way the animal wears it. So if we're going to go ahead and change it the way it is kitzurasai, so then that's not going to be considered derech havara. Sifu gimel, haya arach v'kitzrei, if there's a long shofar and he shortened it, initially by shir tkiya kasher, as long as there's a shir tkiya left, so then it's going to be kosher. Sif Yudalit. Garde mi befnim or mi bechut, asher so dak ma'ayv. A person scraped down the shofar until he made it very, very thin, like a thin membrane. Kosher still, the shofar is going to be kosher. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even if the coil changes from what it was, since the shinui is not coming from a different form, from a different source, but rather from the shofar itself, so then it's kosher, because then any sound that a shofar makes inherently is going to be kosher. Sif tesvav, lehaitzi zachrusa el nakavoy. The way a shofar is attached to the head of the animal is there's a little piece protruding from the head of the animal, and the shofar is on top of that piece. The little piece enters into the actual shofar. So now when they would take off the shofar off the animal, they would remove that inner part, which is they would cut the shofar off straight from the animal's head. So then there would be like an inner part embedded in this outer shofar. So let's say instead of removing that inner part, instead a hole is bored through that inner part. So lehaitzi zechusel and nakovay kosher, kosher. Avam haitzi yazachus v'asim in a shofar. If you take out that zachrus and you make a shofar out of it, kagayin nakovay, you make a hole in a puzzle, that would be puzzle. Sif tezayin. So he pulls off the makom anachus pit pad puzzle. He covered it with gold in the place where the mouth rests is puzzle. Shalei b'makom anachus pet kosher. It's not where the mouth rests is kosher. So he pulls off him b'fnim. He covered with gold inside puzzle mibuchutz. From the outside in the shtana kailim mikamay shahaya puzzle. If it changes the sound from the way it was, it's possible. Then laf kosher, if it's not a kosher. Yish mefarsh makom anachos peh hano oivi ha-shofar letzad ha-pnimi shemaniach sham piv. It means the thickness of the shofar on the inside that he puts his mouth there. Va'atzad ha-chitza min ha-oivi atzmei kari shalei makom anachos piv. So even on the actual part where his mouth does not rest, that's called shalei makom anachos peh. V'yesh mefarshim, and some say the avyav b'makam akotzer hu makam anachos peh, that the thickness in the narrow part of the shofar, that's what it means makam anachos peh. Shalei b'makam anachos peh, and kol erech shofar mitzad akotzer atzad rochem, the entire rest of the shofar. Sifyud zayin hamitzayim b'shofar tzurais b'minit tzivaynim. So people who decorate a shofar with tzurais, different forms of minit tzivaynim, with all types of colors, kedelin isi, to beautify it, layafe maisim, they're doing something improper. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, avamutter lachek b'shofar atzmei tzuras kedelin isi. So it's one thing to add on with dye and with paints, that's wrong, it's going to be mishtana the curls, and cause the curls to change, but it would be mutter to go ahead and to engrave into the shofar itself, to make tzuras, in order to beautify the shofar, and says the Mishnah Berurah, that's different, even if it's nishtan of the koil, that's considered machmas the shayfer itself. Sif yuches. In nasan zav, al oivya shayfer betzad arach. If you put gold on the thickness of the shayfer on the wide end, hainu haisol of koshahu apostle, that's considered haisol of koshahu, and that would be possible. And that's even if the sound of the shayfer does not change. Sif yutes, hichrik is a shayfer. If he held the shayfer away from his mouth and nafach bani blew into it, the talk about it, and he ended up making a tekiya, puzzle, still puzzle, says the Mishabura, because it's a requirement that his mouth should be touching the shayfer, and therefore he should go ahead and blow a tekiya again. However, it says the Mishabura that this would be without a bracha.